So I'm going to invite you to take a moment to read this prayer, and then we'll join in together as you desire to. So take a moment, please, to read this prayer. Let's join together. Holy God, the words of this world rip around us like a mighty wind. But here on this morning, we remember you too are speaking. You are the Word made flesh. So that we can hear your words above the wind, we are leaning closer. Speak to us, speak to me, as only you can. Amen. When does Christmas begin for you? Or how does Christmas begin for you? In the last couple of weeks, I have heard some of you express delight in the coming of the Christmas season. Your tree is up, your nativity scene is out, Christmas carols are playing, and within you, there's a feeling of anticipation, of joining with loved ones, of attending Christmas concerts and plays, of seeing lights shining in the darkness. But others have expressed a fatigue of Christmas, music about snowmen and hot chocolate, too much glitter and too much tinsel. The focus on materialism when all around prices are rising and neighbors are suffering. A sadness that the world is not at peace. And yet again this year, we are invited, we are encouraged to enter into this Advent season with an openness to a word of hope, with courage to seek light in the midst of shadows, and with a renewed belief in love come down. We're going to begin this Advent with a look at beginnings. But our beginning is not going to start with the angel's visit to Joseph and Mary, or it's not going to begin this morning at the manger scene. We are going to begin with John's account of Jesus' arrival. We're going to see that we can begin in maybe what is a new place, and be reminded of the profound truth without the physical features of the birth of Christ that we are used to. So let's begin. Let's begin in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Here, John is inviting his reader to return to the very, very beginning, where God spoke using his creative words to bring life into all creation. Genesis 1 reads, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." Creation began in darkness. God, with his creative word, spoke light into the darkness. And with this light, a new order began. It was the beginning of the earth becoming full of all kinds of life and light. And in the beginning, the Word was present. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the Word, there was light and life. As we begin our journey into Advent this year, we begin with what was going on around the time of Jesus' birth. Caesar Augustus was the Roman emperor at the time. The political environment was tumultuous, often marked by oppression and unrest. Caesar Augustus worshipped the pagan Roman gods, but even worse than that, he allowed himself to be worshipped as if he was a living god. The times were dark. The times were unsettled. And it is into this time that John 1:14 speaks. We read, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Word became flesh. If we were looking at the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke, the Word became flesh looks like this. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. The Word became flesh. God in human infant form, wrapped in cloths. And this is the amazing message of Christmas. Into the darkness, again, God breaks forth. This time, not only through words that bring forth creation and light, but by God himself coming into the Word. The Word became flesh states most clearly the beautiful promise of Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, a living human being. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This Word, which was in the beginning with God and was a partner in creation and was in relationship with God and who is God, has now become human and lives among us. Once again, God bursts light into the darkness, and this time by coming in the human form of Jesus to dwell among us. The Word is now flesh, and now God begins his physical life inside this world. This is incredibly good news. Now God not only goes where God's people go, as we look through the Old Testament, the journey of God, but God becomes human. He becomes with us, and he becomes like us. God became flesh. He became a human being. He became one of us and one with us. And here are the different ways that Scripture talks about this. Scripture says that the Word became flesh, that the Word became a human being, became flesh and blood. Author and activist Shane Claiborne says, "Jesus, the Word made flesh, is what God's love looks like with skin on." The full expression of God's nature, of God's will, and of his wisdom, and of his truth is embodied, is enfleshed in Jesus. This word made flesh. Hebrews 1 expresses it this way. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. In the form of a human, God came as close to humanity as he could. The word to dwell among us, used in the Greek, is the word to tent. Think of God setting up a tent right in our midst. Different versions of Scripture use different words to express God setting his tent among us. God came and took up residence among us. He made his home among us. He dwelt among us. He lived here with us. He moved into the neighborhood. God came to live among us, to move into our neighborhoods so that we can see him. We can observe him. We can listen to him and we can learn from him. And by coming to be among us, God clearly communicated that his desire was to be seen and to be known in his Son. By moving into the neighborhood, God beckoned us to watch him and to get to know him in the person of his Son, Jesus. And when we watch Jesus in action, we watch God in action. And when we hear Jesus teach, we hear God teach. And when we come to know what Jesus is like, we come to know what God is like. God, who was once invisible, is now made visible. Jesus became flesh among us to speak to us what God says. And what is God saying? I appreciated this quote by Reverend Craig Satterlee, who wrote, "First, God says, 'This is who I am.' God speaks in Jesus as in no other way, not as in the Bible, not as in nature, not as by human reason or accomplishment, not as by listening to inner voices. Jesus tells us who God is. In Jesus, we hear that God heals, forgives, embraces outcasts, and prays for those who hurt him. In Jesus, we hear that God understands betrayal and denial, suffering and pain, humiliation and death. Jesus tells us that God knows that both as an individual and as a world, we need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior." Returning to John chapter 1, verse 2, we read, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it." As Jesus entered the world, he became flesh and dwelt among us. The light and the glory of God was shining in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of a dark world. In Luke 2, we read about the physical light that was shining at this time and what the shepherds experienced. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory shone around them. The word was light and life." And in Matthew 2, the physical light in the dark sky is a star that led the Magi. Matthew 2 says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star. We saw his light when it rose, and we have come to worship him. Jesus came to display the life of God. He came to display that the life of God is the light in the dark world. And as we heard at the beginning of this message, the light, the Word made flesh, shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. May we travel with those words this Advent season, that the darkness has not overcome the light, and that is true today, and that is good, good news. Advent, though familiar to many of us, marks a beginning, this beginning of waiting and expectation of Emmanuel, of God moving in among us. And as we begin Advent, we are invited to prepare our hearts and our minds. And we're going to begin Advent together by choosing a word or a phrase to journey with us through this Advent season. In the Christmas narratives in Scripture, we read words that describe the many events, the many experiences, and the many emotions that surround the coming of the Word made flesh. And so around this gym, which we call our sanctuary, there are verses taped to the wall, and Bree, the one in that corner fell off. Could you re-stick it for me? It's on the floor. I can see it's gone. Keep walking. It'll be there. Thank you. So there are verses around the gym. They're also on the tables. So I invite you to take a journey around the gym to read each of the verses. And as you read, you are invited to wait to see what verse or phrase or emotion arises within you. So it can be a word or a phrase from the verses on the wall or on the table. And it also can be a word that rises within you. And this is going to become your living word for the Advent season. I invite you to trust that God has a purpose for this word in this season, or that that purpose will be revealed as you continue to focus on it throughout these next number of weeks. We're invited to place it where you can see it. You can use this word as a guide. You can allow this word to bring you focus or hope or motivation or quiet reflection. We're invited to engage with the word. We're invited to sit with it, to be still with it, to pray about it, to treasure it, to let God grow an understanding of that word in you. If there is a word of confession or shadow that you would like to leave here today before you begin the journey, you can take a star and we can put the words here. So this will be a table of the words we'd like to leave here to not travel with us into this Advent season. Maybe you want to say something like, God, I would like to leave behind some of this angst or some of this worry or some of this sorrow, and we can leave that here. So we're going to walk around the gym, look at verses, and on the table, Daniel, I think all my verses are falling off the wall. Daniel, can you pop that one back up on the wall? And then there are stars, and on a star, you're invited to write that word or phrase or emotion that comes within you. Let me pray. God, we thank you that you are the living word, the word that brings light and life, the word that is active. Thank you that you invite us to use you as a word this weekend, this Sunday morning. And as we look at Scripture, may you just enliven a word within us. And as we write that word down, may we take it with us and journey with it. And would you reveal more and more and more of your good news, of your word made flesh, come to dwell among us. Amen. Okay, you may journey around the room. If you have questions, if it didn't make sense, come and see me. you're sitting, I encourage you just to look at what you have written down and to begin letting this word or phrase or emotion begin your journey of Advent. We'll just take another minute. So when we do an exercise such as this, corporately or alone, as we're reading a passage of Scripture and inviting God to speak to us, we might not be sure at the beginning why that word has jumped out to us. So for me today, it is they bowed down. So I helped put these verses up, but I hadn't done the exercise yet. They bowed down. And when I look at this already, I believe God is inviting me into a new posture of Advent and a new pace. And so it's a good reminder for me that in a place of bowing down, I will also be slowing down. I will be submitting myself to God anew. It's no doubt that coming out of a busy week, I'm aware of that. And this is just a reminder to enter into Advent with a new posture and a pause. So because I'm me, and this is what was given to me, I will practice bowing down in the coming weeks. It's not something that I do often in my spiritual practices. But I will bow down and I will await what God will speak or give to me in that. And that is how we are invited to take our word from God home with us and to journey with us this Advent. The word made flesh. The word came to dwell among us. The word that speaks light and speaks life. And the word that breaks forth into the darkness. And the darkness has yet not overcome it and will not. Let's stand together and sing. Receive this benediction as you go into this first week of Advent. The Word is the light of all people. It shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And so that all might believe, we are called to testify to this light. Go forth, begin, rejoice in the love of God, made manifest through the child of God. Go forth, speak of that love, and share it with all of God's creation, just as God shares it with each and every one of us. Go in God's peace. If you'd like prayer this morning, you are welcome to come forward. We're going to ask that we just have about 2 minutes before we begin taking down the chairs so we can enjoy some time together. Amen.